Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
All right, Bob, we're going to get to hockey and Jay Caulfield in just a moment. But you promised us the Pirate lineup for today with Paul Skeens on the mound in Tampa. What do we got?
Well, I was more intrigued with the cleanup hitter today. So here we go. Adam Frazier leading off. That's your favorite.
Okay, batting what? He's 140?
Batting first.
Yep.
Brian Reynolds second.
Yep. Off to another slow start.
Your cleanup hitter today, Tommy Pham. Followed by Jack Sawinski, Brian Hayes,
God.
Andy Rodriguez, Jared Triolo, Isaiah Kiner-Falefa.
I don't think, I honestly don't think a team, joking aside, in the majors will field a worse lineup than that today. Do you agree?
Well, they can themselves beat that lineup by inserting some of the guys they have on their bench.
Wait, Kiner-Falefa's ninth again?
Uh-huh.
He's their best hitter so far, Limits.
Yeah, he has been.
Well, I thought he should have been leadoff today, just for that reason. But, I mean, Pham is just, he's off to a terrible start, and he's batting cleanup today. But this is some rotating cleanup hitters that you have.
This is horrifying, Bob. It really is. Tommy Pham is batting .095.
Does he have an RBI yet? Do you know?
No. Neither does Key Brian Hayes. All right, forget that. Let's avoid that for as long as possible. But we'll come back to it. And let's get to another Pittsburgh team that's been struggling pretty much for, the whole season. But may have some hope in some of these young guys that are now getting recalled. We'll see about that. Let's go to Jay Caulfield, who's on the Sullivan Super Service fan hotline, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Stanley Cup champion Jay Caulfield, I might add, Bob. And Jay, do you think the new guys are going to inject a little life here? How do you think the Penguins can find maybe a kernel of hope in the end of their season?
Yeah, first off, good morning, guys. Good to talk to both of you. And
you too, Jay.
Yeah, I do. I mean, I do think, guys. I mean, they needed something. It's been talked about. These guys have been talked about since the Gensel trade and McGroarty since the trade, and he came aboard. They've been talked about all year long, so it's good to get them in right now. I would never see why not. I mean, in my opinion, anybody you anticipate being in this lineup next year, it's great to get some games under your belt, and then you'd be coming in more comfortable next year. So I'm all for it. I thought it was a great move, and I think Mike Sullivan put them in the right places, and they were effective. You know, they were good in the roles that they were in, and McGroarty playing with Crosby, I think you can see, strong defensively, had great opportunities, some good opportunities. To play with Crosby, you got to be playing at a high level, like energy-wise even. Not only just your intelligence in the game, but, you know, play the give-and-go game that he likes, but also be able to go up and back. You know, 200 feet, that's the great line today, a 200-foot game, but you have to have that. And you have to have the energy to go through that and be able to play at that tempo. I thought they did a good job the other night.
You mentioned Sidney again, and after getting that record setter, continues to do things. You know, that game, that 1-0 game, man, I just looked at so many little things that could have resulted in goals, little things that prevented goals. He does all those little things like that, and he's playing at a level, Jay, where most people his age, you're not going to see that level. I wonder, in your mind, how long you think he can play?
Yeah, Bob, I mean, my God, I mean, you think, I don't know when you know, like, Father Time hits you, you know what I mean? Like, in a way, I mean, there's certain parts of his game, I'm sure, that he feels that it's not the same when he was, you know, in his 20s, maybe, you know, taking somebody wide, doing all those things. But whatever it might be, I just think the way athletes in general, number one, and we've said this a lot, the athletes today, there's no off season. Like you get a mental break from the grind of the schedule and the game and what the pressure you have with that. But you don't see guys getting out of shape and then have to really, turn it on and before camp and get ready to go. They kind of maintain it, you know, throughout the year, and it's 12 months that you have to be in that position and ready to go. With that being said, I think what he does, and now he's constantly working to improve the game. 100% of his world is in the game of hockey, and I think he can go. Barring, it's going to be about, you know, do you shake? Do you stay away from the injury bug? You know, he's been through a lot already in his career, but can you stay away from it? These remaining years, that's the stuff that goes with it. And because I don't see his drive or intensity and love for the game waning at all.
No.
So it's what he does, and I think that's what will give you that, you know, that even further, a longer career. Because I don't believe guys like that want to be, you know, Joe, Bob, I don't think they want to play. Would they be good at playing a different role later on in their career? I don't see him being a player like that. Mario never, he's not going to be, I'll be your second or third line center. That wasn't going to happen with Mario. I don't think it's going to happen with Sid either. The only player I knew that was able to do that was Brian Trottier. Brian Trottier, who was probably the most unassuming superstar playing in the game of hockey. You know, what he won and what he accomplished. He was able to come to the Penguins and play a third line role and be such an integral part of what took place in Stanley Cup teams. I don't know if that's in the makeup of, it's especially what Trotz did was something unique. I don't know if that's in these other guys, you know, DNA. And that'll be just something that we'll see how long that goes. But I think he's going to run and carry this team. And as I said, staying away from an injury bug or whatever might sidetrack him. That's it. Otherwise, a number of years still to go.
Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. And the text line on which you can communicate with our dear friend City Limits, brought to you by Edgar Snyder and Associates Personal Injury Law Firm, where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. Jay, how do we figure out this Tristan Jarry guy? It seemed to be going great. It's either been great or horrible with nowhere right in between. How do you figure this, and what do you think his future holds here?
Yeah, I don't, you know, I think he was obviously – I said it before, the games he came back, he should have been a star of a game. You know, not the star, but one of the stars in almost all those games he played when he came back out before they put Ned in for one game, then he came back. Three of the four games, for sure, he was that good. I thought the other night against Otto, he was really good, again. But I think the team in front of him was way better. The two hiccup games, yeah, I don't know what happened with that, Joe. I mean, you got to think, you sat one night, then you come back, and you're not the same. The team in front of him wasn't the same either, but that, beside the point, he wasn't the same goaltender. Then he comes back against Ottawa and very good. I don't know what that's going to be like. I don't know what you need to play him. I'm sure myself, they're going to play him all the way out, unless he has another down night and you got to go the other way. They know what they have in Ned. They know what he's going to be as their backup goalie. You know, they know what they have there. You got to find him what value. I still think it's about increasing value. I mean, if he has a good run, that helps everybody. That helps him. That helps the team. That helps Kyle Dubas. And then you see what decisions are made from there.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Greene from the Commercial Break Podcast. It's likely you've heard of the show if you're directly related to me or you follow our MySpace page. But I'm not here to talk to those three listeners. I'm here to appeal to people who haven't heard the show. Along with my co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley, we're taking a deeper look at the topics that are affecting our youth today. Like, who are the people who are dating ghosts? Where did all these pickup artists come from? And why doesn't my preacher have a nicer private jet? We understand that these are the issues you really want to get to the bottom of. The Commercial Break is now available on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
Yes, I would agree with that because I think, they got to get something out of this. And it would, I would love to see him play the way he played the other night consistently. His whole thing has been consistency, lack of it.
Yeah.
Now they have this kid, Mirashov, down there. Jay, I don't know what you've heard about him, but he's won a lot of games in a row. And he, people that I talk to, and I don't know him, I never met him, but people that I talk to who do and have seen him and been part of that say that the guy has a tremendous confidence about him. Like he's really. For his age, he knows what he's doing, and he believes it, and he's one of those kind of leader types. Do you hear that, and what do you expect from him in the next year?
Yeah, I hear the same thing. So, but I want to go back to one thing, too, real quick on the Jari thing. If you get through the regular season, he still has the hurdle of the playoff thing, right?
Right.
Hasn't won the playoffs. So that would be the next step if it went on. But just because if that was coming around right now, that would be the first thing. When a regular season ended, the first thing that's going to come out of the people's mouths is going to be, well, can he do it in the playoffs? All right, so let's remember that as we move forward. Now about the young goaltender. Yeah, Bob, absolutely. I've heard the same drive, the same call, has no problem waking his team up if they're not playing well in front of him. I've heard a mix of all of that. I also will say at the same time, ECHL, the East Coast to the American League to the NHL, one step to the next is one thing. AHL to the NHL is a whole nother. It's a giant step. And I think they all want to temper, what they have. We saw what happened to Blomqvist here when the team in front of him wasn't that good at times and it lit him up. You got to be very careful with it. But I think they feel they have something special. And it's about the personality that you met on top of the skill. It's the parts that you mentioned, Bob, drive and willing and the confidence to be the best. That's it. And again, I think when I did hear that he has no problem straightening guys out when they get back in the locker room, they need to be better, blah, blah, blah. All that goes with that. But again, huge step from American to the NHL because every player they're coming at you, the shot's different, the placement, all that goes with that. So I think they're well aware of it, but they really feel like they have something right there.
All right, Jay, we'll leave you with this, is that Ovi is down to 4 goals and he has 8 games. It's becoming quite apparent that this is probably going to happen this season. It could happen tonight in Carolina. He's capable, obviously, of a 4-goal game. But if it comes down to the finale, April 17th, right here at PPG Paints Arena, do you think that would be a major talking point with the Penguins to try to hold him away from the record? Would that be a point of pride in the final game? If you were playing, could you imagine it being that way? Or what are your thoughts there?
I think I feel like nobody wants to be a part of they don't want to be the goaltender that's on the film for the rest of their lives, as the one that let in the goal that changed everything, right? But at the same time, there's a different level of respect with this guy. I don't know. To me, it's such a great story. The NHL needs it. I think what the Penguins would do is play their game, and if he beats them and scores a goal or beats Gretzky in this in Pittsburgh, I think it is what it is. I think they're going to just do their thing, always try and eliminate him on the power play. They always try and take that away. I don't see them doing anything any different. But you made a point last week there, Joe, if they're down by one, do they pull their goalie? And, I don't think, I can honestly say, a goal's a goal. I don't think Ovechkin wants it to be an empty netter. And I might be wrong on that. I might be wrong. Who knows? Just getting a goal. But I think he'd like it to be in the fashion that he's done it in his career. And from one of the best of all time release of a one-timer from the half wall, anything like that. But I don't think the overtime, you know, the empty netter might be one of the things that comes into play, Joe, if it happened. But to me, I think the story has been outstanding. I think Daniel would love to have it carry over into the following year to get the most out.
Yeah,
right.
Jay, one final question for you. Just regarding the end. Do you remember the time when, and I've always thought this, when Ovechkin, who still scores from the same position, because the shot is so good it doesn't matter. Do you remember when teams would like to take Mario out? In other words, just have one guy, and then Mario himself would take himself out of a power play. In other words, just say, okay, you're going to stay with me. I'll just move here and let those, it'll be 4-on-3. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I remember Mario chuckling about it, Bob.
Right. And I mean, he did a smart thing. But I'm surprised no one's gone to that tactic, you know, just to try to stop him on the power play specifically.
Well, then, but the thing is, he's evolved too, right? And then before it used to be Backstrom and Oshie and Carlson. Right. So if you try and take him away, they're going to beat you because they were so good. Oshie in the pocket, Backstrom on the half wall, Carlson at the point. I think Mario just abused that. I mean, and it depends what talent you have around you, because you give great players a 4-on-3 and more than likely they're going to beat you, right? So I do remember. I especially remember it happening in Hartford. I remember us going to game, and I almost remember Mario almost like leaning on our own bench, like laughing. I might seriously almost chuckled about it. Like, if you want to do that, go ahead and look what happens. So I think they could try anything like that, Bob. I think they just lean to his side to want to take that away. And the way guys block shots and the bravery that it takes to do that, they get in front of it. But they still haven't found a way to stop him. If you watch, he moves around so much more. He scores all different ways. And so he's evolved as well, and obviously to be the goal scorer that he is. But it's a really good point, Bob. But I do remember Mario and our power plays totally abusing when somebody tried to do that. It's true. It's a really good point. And I believe Per Maguire was part of that. And I think he tried anything to stop Mario when he was in Hartford. Nothing could work. Yeah, no.
Jay, we appreciate the time, as always, and we'll talk to you next week.
Okay, guys, great to talk to both of you as well. You take care.
You too. Thank you, Jay. Telestrator man does a great job with that, too.
Yes, he does. Does a great job with everything. All right, Bob, coming up next, it's time for the Limitless Express. We can all hop aboard in the 12 o'clock hour. We have Dan Zangrilli and then Mark Cabali, the big boy. And did you see the flap this week, Bob, where it looked like the big boy fell asleep right next to Mike Tomlin at the owners' meetings? Did you see this?
I did see it. I'm not believing that he was sleeping.
Okay.
Do you?
Yes, but I don't think he'll fess up to it when we have him on. I think it's going to be very interesting. Yes. I have a lot of questions. Do you?
Yeah. He got a lot of play out of that, I can tell you that.
Could it have been an act, Bob, to get publicity for the McAfee show?
I mean, maybe, yes. I doubt that. I don't think that's really the guy. I think it was just he had a long night. You know, they do those things.
Yeah.
I've been down there a lot, and they do them really early in the morning.
Yeah.
And if you're not awake, you could very easily find yourself, and, you know, one picture says what it says. You could read into it if you want. I don't think he was doing it that way. I just think he was tired and maybe, you know, just got a little bit of taking a little cat nap while you can, but I don't think he was fully asleep.
When you've been down there, I'm assuming this was for Cowher and Tomlin. Have you socialized with the head coaches when you're down there?
It's really good. The owners' meetings is really an open book kind of thing down there. They have all the GMs, all the owners, all the coaches, and they make them available as best they can. You can go to, you know, pick whatever table you want to go to. Obviously, we concentrate on Pittsburgh coaches, but if there's something that happened with Kevin Stefanski or any of these other guys, you can go over there and be part of it. And very rarely do you get that opportunity.
I mentioned yesterday, upon hearing Tomlin take a little shot at Cabali, a good-natured shot, that I wish we would get the off-the-cuff sort of fun Mike Tomlin more often than all we seem to get is the formal one. Do we have that little clip where Cabali, after he woke up, said that he likes candy bars and so does DK Metcalf?
Apparently we have the same appetite for candy, me and DK. You hear about that?
No, I didn't.
Apparently he eats 4 or 5 candy bars a day.
Really?
Not me. Really? That's what he said on a podcast.
He wears it a little differently than you.
You got to give him credit for that one. It was
good
a dart.
Stuff.
That was a dart.
He wears it a little differently than you. God, I love that, Bob. I really do. And you've gotten to know that Tomlin more than I think all of us practically.
Well, you get to know him, and that sort of sense of humor is very much a part of his makeup. And, you know, I think during the week when these press conferences happen, all these guys are the same. They don't really engage you. But when you see him out on these kinds of situations, you see that he's really quick-witted, too. Comes up with lines like that one.
That was a great line. Yeah. All right. So the big boy, Cabali, is in the noon hour. But up next, the Limitless Express.